Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. At this hour, about 450,000 utility customers across Massachusetts remain without power due to the weekend snowstorm. One city that lost almost all its power is Marlborough, whose mayor, Nancy Stevens, described the scene there for us when we spoke with her earlier today.
Looking around at my neighbors, I don't think there's a single home on my street that hasn't had some devastation with the trees. You get out of my subdivision and you see wires draping down. We've got roads closed because we have downed trees and downed wires. And that's pretty uniform across the entire city.
And remind us, how hard hit was the city of Marlborough in the other major weather events of this year?
We got hit, I think, about average back in the storms in January and February with the snow, and I think we did very well with handling that. The tropical storm Irene, we got hit fairly hard. We had almost the entire city without power. At some residents, it was almost a week before power was restored.
And how much power has been out over the weekend in Marlborough after this weekend storm?
Well, as of 11 o'clock, we still had 57% of the city out without power. According to National Grid last night, we only had 85% of the city out. But I have to tell you, police, fire, and DPW couldn't figure out where that 15% was that was on.
It looked like no one had.
No, we honestly, I mean, I say that jokingly, but we could not figure out where the 15% that they were telling us was on was, because none of us saw anything.
So roughly 85% yesterday, 57% today.
Correct.
So that means progress is being made.
Progress is being made, but it's being made, fairly slowly. We had, a pretty good jump overnight and then slowed down today. You don't see any clear pattern of how it's coming, like east to west across the city or anything like that. It's coming on in bits and pieces all around the city. But we still have some roads closed because either they haven't gotten there to assess whether the lines are still live and cut the power to the lines, or whether the tree crews haven't gotten to that location yet.
Mayor, another big problem with these weather events, of course, is that they're not just an inconvenience for people, but they are expensive.
Absolutely.
What are your concerns about the city of Marlborough's ability to pay for this weekend's work?
What we did with Hurricane Irene was set up an account, went to the city council for some emergency appropriation and set up one account that we, basically charged everything to that one account. I anticipate that I'm going to be doing the same thing. I'm hoping that we'll have some federal reimbursement for the money, but right now we've got money in our reserves and our rainy day fund, and so we'll be using those to fund this event.
Mayor Stevens, I think that when people live in New England, they know what they're getting into in a certain sense. They know winters are not going to be easy. But with winter coming so early this year, what would you say is the mood of the folks in town?
Oh, nobody's happy. Me either. I mean, it's just, you get to a point where you say to yourself, enough is enough. It gets to people already. I see already the frustration I normally wouldn't see in people until maybe December or January. And here we are in October and we're dealing with snow.
That's right. Mayor Stevens, thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Nancy Stevens is the mayor of the city of Marlborough. Charlton in central Mass is also coping with widespread power outages. When we spoke this afternoon with town administrator Robin Craver, she said frustration is building with National Grid.
We have a dead-end road that has about 20 homes on it where people can't get in and out. We cannot service them if there's a fire or an ambulance, and we really need National Grid to be responsive to the towns, and they are trying, and they've set up call centers, but we really need them to get out to the towns, work with us, not just show up and start clearing, but let us know where they are, contact us, let us know that they're here so we can let them know where our critical areas are, because there seems to be a little mishap on getting that information back and forth to the crews.
So you feel a bit in the dark, it sounds like.
They've been quick to tell us our numbers and how much is out, but I can tell you that many people have told me I haven't seen any National Grid trucks in Charlton. And being at 92% out, there's an expectation, a level of expectation that they would be here and be working on our systems.
That you would be a priority since so much of the town is without power.
Correct.
So it sounds like you feel a little frustrated as well.
Yes.
That was Robin Craver, administrator of the central Massachusetts town of Charlton. After speaking with Craver, we called the president of National Grid in Massachusetts, Marcy Reed, who said that the weekend storm caused unprecedented outages.
We will ultimately have more crews working on this freak October storm than we had in Hurricane Irene. We've got 1,100 folks on the ground right now working, and we'll have over 1,800 by the time we're done. So if people aren't seeing crews, it's because they're out in the woods in the right-of-way or working on our substations, and often those crews aren't visible to the customers, and that's sometimes why people think we're not on it. But we are on it. We have about 25% of our customers back already, and we're hoping to have 50% back by tonight, with the last ones coming in as late as Thursday.
I talked to a town administrator today in the town of Charlton, actually, and she said that even if the utilities are in town, they often just don't even know it. So even if they're deep in the woods, they don't have a sense of whether you're there or not yet, and they wish there were better communication. Do you think communication is something that could be improved?
Well, I think we learned a big lesson in Irene, and we are communicating much better this time with public officials. I'm not sure of the specifics of the town of Charlton, and I will look at that, but we have folks in the town halls in 90 of the 170 towns that we serve so that they can do just that. They are the one-stop shopping that the town officials can have. Where are the crews? What are the outages? When's my power coming back on?
Is this a slow process or a slower process than usual trying to get power back on across the state?
Not really, Sasha. We're working quite quickly. It's a tedious process. There are lots of trees down, lots of limbs on wires. The good news is, we didn't lose entire trees in many areas, and so the poles didn't snap, and we're just dealing with the wires. But it's street by street and house by house. And after you get the transmission back, which is largely all back right now and finishing up this afternoon, then it's down to the onesies and twosies.
And so then tell us, who are the outliers that don't get their power back once the high voltage transmission lines are repaired?
Once the high voltage comes back, then you're down to the city streets. And so we'll pick up a feeder that will run down an entire street, and that could get hundreds back right there. Then once all that's done, and that will be through today, which is Monday, again through tomorrow, which is Tuesday, then you're down to either extremely remote areas where you have one or two customers on a street, or heavily wooded areas where the tree devastation is such that it takes us the 3 days to get to it, or the town to get to it.
I also understand that there are out-of-state utility crews making their way here. So are there backup reinforcements coming soon?
There are some here already, and there are more coming. We've reached out to 11 states. We've got crews either here now or coming from Texas, Kentucky, Michigan, closer by like Vermont and New Hampshire. So the 1,100 folks that we have on the ground right now are mostly our own internal resources plus contractors and some crews that made it here before the storm hit, and then others are rolling in as we speak.
Marcy Reed is president of National Grid in Massachusetts.